And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
It's good to be back with you this week. We're in Psalm 119, and we'll begin reading in verse 37. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. He wanted God to help him not to be consumed with things that were vain, things that were empty, but to be consumed and concerned. And he said, quicken me, make me alive, point me in thy way. We ought to be more concerned and consumed with the way of God and what ways he teaches in his word than the things that we're looking at in this world that are really vain. And then verse 38, establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Establish thy word to thy servant. Make me sure of that, of thy words, what he's saying, to establish. You know, when you establish something, you make it known, you put the groundwork down, you drive the stake in it. He said, establish thy word, make it sure, and make me sure of it. The last part of that verse, unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. You know, we ought to fear God. We ought to reverence God. He is the God of the universe, the creator of man, the creator of the world, and we ought to reverence him as a holy God, a thrice holy God. Turn away, in verse 39, turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Turn away my sin and the reproach which I fear. I fear the destructiveness of sin and ruining my testimony. He said, turn me away, for thy judgments, thy word are good. See, the word of God is good. Even when it convicts me and rebukes me of my sin, the word of God is good for me. It's good for me. Verse 40 says, behold, I have longed after thy precepts, quicken me in thy righteousness. He said, I have longed after thy precepts. When you long after something, that's just a great desire. You're just yearning for it, and in your soul, you're wanting to obtain it. Well, he said, behold, I've longed after thy precepts, after thy word. I longed after it. I desired it. And he said, quicken me in thy righteousness. Give me more life wherewith to follow thy righteous law. Or to give me life because thou hast promised to hear my prayer. It is the Holy Spirit who can pour new life into us. And let us cease not to cry and beg him for help. And then we look at the next stanza. See, every word of each of these stanzas begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Every section of this Psalm 119 is divided into eight verses, and every verse in that set of eight verses in each stanza begins with the same letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and each stanza goes to the next letter. In verse 41, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. According to thy word, he said, let thy mercies come upon me, O Lord. He cried for the mercies of God. The mercies of God. We ought to cry out for the mercy that God can give. Only God can give us the mercy that we need. And he said, even thy salvation. This is the sum and the crown of all mercies, deliverance from all evil, both now and forever. Here's the first mention of salvation in this psalm, and it is joined with mercy. For by grace are you saved through faith. And I don't want to forget all the mercies of God. When we think about God's mercy is not giving us what we deserved. God's grace is giving us what we didn't deserve. See, when you ask for mercy, you're not denying guilt. you're saying, yes, I'm guilty. You stand before a judge and say, you know, the jury's convicted you of murder. And you say, judge, I am guilty. You don't say, judge, let me have justice. You cry out for mercy, that he'll show compassion and maybe lighten your sentence. Well, that's the way it was with us and God. We were dead and depraved in our depravity. We were totally dead in sin until the day the Lord quickened us by the Spirit. Oh, bless the Lord that he gave us mercy. Mercy was extended to us at Calvary. The mercy and grace of Almighty God. Even thy salvation, and it's according to thy word. The way of salvation is described in the word. Salvation is promised in the word, and it's taught to us in the word. So in all respects, salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, is in accordance with the word of God. David loved the scriptures, but he longed to know the salvation contained in them. He valued scripture, and he wanted to know about salvation in it. Verse 42, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. We see here in this verse that the psalmist asked for something to answer him that reproacheth me. Those of us that are saved and a member of the Lord's church, that we ought to know the scripture. And we ought to know in our Bible good enough that when the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witness or any of these other bunch of cults and these people preaching false doctrine, we ought to have something to answer them with when we're confronted by them. He said, David said there, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. He's saying, Lord, show me your mercy, even the salvation according to thy word. And if I know thy word, I'll have something to answer those that reproach and those that are against me and against the truth. I'll have a way to answer them. For I trust in thy word. That's where our trust should be. Not in ourselves or our intellect or our knowledge, but in the word of God. Verse 43. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. Do not prevent my pleading for thee by leaving me without deliverance. He said, don't take the word out of my mouth. This prayer may also refer to other modes by which he had prayed to the Lord. For I have hoped in thy judgments. He had expected God to appear and vindicate his cause. And he said, I've hoped in thy word and in thy judgments. God's ministers are sometimes silenced through the sins of their people, and it becomes to them to plead against judgment, but better it is that we should suffer sickness and poverty than that the candle of the gospel should be put out, and that our mouths should not declare the word of God. For I have hoped in thy judgments. Verse 44, so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. The psalmist said, I love this word and what it's done for me, and I'm going to keep it forever, continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. We have liberty in Christ. A lot of people think that because we are redeemed, we are saved by grace through faith, that we are eternally secure, that allows a loose lifestyle. But I am at liberty. I've been set free. But I'm free to serve, free to live godly, not in the bondage of the law anymore and under the beggar elements of the law. But I've been set free by the grace of God. But I'm not set free and at liberty to sin, but at liberty to serve him in holiness. He said, I shall keep thy law, or I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. He sought the word of God. That's where true liberty is, in seeking the teachings of the word of God. Verse 46. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. When David was called to stand before kings when he was in exile, he would tell them about the Lord. I will speak, and I will speak of thy testimonies. See, there's times when we'll stand and have to speak the truth of the word in a hostile environment. You might be the only one where you work or where you go to school or where you're at in life that stands for the word, and you must speak alone at times. But God help us to realize that when we think we're alone, we're not alone, because we've got the Lord Jesus Christ right there with us, helping us and guiding us along the way. We've got the promise of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside all believers. The Bible said, if you have not the Spirit, you're none of His. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And because of that, we can stand and will not be ashamed. Verse 47, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. There he is talking again about delighting and having great enjoyment in his commandments, because he is loving them, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up into thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. That lifting of the hands has to do with worship. There's another psalm. It says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. My hands also have I lifted up. He stretched forth out towards the perfection as far as he could, hoping to reach it one day. His hands, he lifted up his hands. It's full of great meaning, and doubtless the sweet singer meant all that we can see in it. Again, he declares his love. For a true heart, he loves God. And he said, I'll meditate in thy statutes. You know, the word meditate means to ponder, to sit and think about. And in our hustle and bustle, busy life that we're in, and the times when everybody seems to be running ragged, just going. I wonder how much meditating and thinking on the Word we really have time for. Well, it'd do us all good to meditate and consider and think on the eternal Word of God. God help us to do that. And that finishes up that stanza. We'll start next week in Psalm 119 in verse 49. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.